we are doing this rally to support, to show the support to the Colombian people that are right now is still on the streets in the country. I would like to start to invite Gabriela, she is one of the members of the Colombia community here in Hobart, to read some of the words that we write to explain to people what is happening right now in Colombia. So
thank you. Buenos dias, buenas tardes. So what's happening in Colombia? On the 28th of April, 2021, a national strike started in opposition to the tax reform that the government said was key to mitigating the country's economy crisis. The rallies were organized by the biggest trade unions, but were also joined by many middle-class people who feared the changes could see them slip into poverty. Almost half of the country's population now lives in poverty, with inequalities exacerbated by the pandemic, according with the United Nations. The Office of the Ombudsman has confirmed that at least 24 people have been killed, more than 800 people have been injured, and 87 people are missing during the rallies. According to the NGO Temblores, Tremors, at least 37 people have died. There have been 234 victims of physical violence, 341 violent acts, and 934 arbitrary arrests by the police. The United Nations has urged the security forces to refrain from using firearms. So why are people protesting? The tax reform would have lowered the threshold at which salaries are taxed, affecting anyone with a monthly income of $850 or more. It would also have eliminated many of the current exemptions enjoyed by individuals, as well as increasing taxes imposed on businesses. On Sunday, the 2nd of May, President Iván Duque announced he would withdraw the bill, but that was not enough to stop the protests, which have become a broad call for improvement to Colombia's pension superannuation, health and education systems, as well as against what demonstrators say is excessive use of violence by the security forces. Among the protesters are now teachers, doctors, students, members of the main unions, veteran activists, and Colombians who have never taken to the streets before. How you can help? Spread the word about what's happening in Colombia with your family, friends, colleagues, and anyone who will listen. The more conversations you have, the more awareness the Colombia situation will receive. Gracias.
Thank you, Gabriela. Now I would like to invite the people to do a 1 minute silence in honor of all the people who died, not just in the last protests in Colombia, in many other protests in the last few years. So I will count now. Thank you very much. When we start when we decide to organize this, we're talking about to do a cacerolazo. For people here that doesn't know what cacerolazo means, it's a very, very old, maybe centuries ago, that this form of protest started in France. And in the last few years, it's one of the common ways to protest in many countries around South America. So in Colombia now is one of the more popular ways to say to the government, we are not agree what you are doing now. So I would like also to invite you. We had some pots and fry pans here to do a little bit noise with our cacerolas in honor of all the people, all the Colombian people that now still are on the streets, just protesting and asking the government for a decent life, for a dignity, for justice. So I will count 1, 2, 3. To invite a friend of Colombia, a believer in human rights and Tasmania Times, our friend Alan. He's prepared something special to help us in this rally.
Thank you, Sonia, and thank you for the good introduction before. And I'd also been looking through social media to find out what the people in Colombia are saying, and I found this very good summary, so I'm going to read it to you. It's from Dr. Marcelo Rodriguez Campo. Despite what you may hear about the crisis in Colombia, it was not caused by the pandemic. It was exacerbated by it. It's part of the global legacy of colonization and white supremacy. Family members of mine have shared with me and the world that basic necessities are running out, prices are skyrocketing. People lock themselves in their homes for safety, and yet still corrupt government agencies continue to instigate and stoke violence. And the anti-riot arm of the security forces known as ESMAD have been documented using lethal force against civilians, peaceful protesters, and even posing as protesters to instigate violence and commit destruction. To this day, Colombia is one of the most unequal countries in the world. Shame. Some estimates are that as much as 42% of the Colombian population currently live below the poverty line. And the reality is even more so for Afro-Colombian indigenous people in Colombia who are systematically targeted by state-sanctioned violence and the most heavily impacted by economic, health and environmental policies. And with a reference to the USA, I say Black Lives Matter is a global movement. Colombia now needs your attention. They've stopped the latest tax reform, but there's more work to be done. Bear witness to a people fighting to break free from injustice and oppression. Education International, an organisation formed of trade unions in 170 countries representing 30 million workers, has condemned the violence under President Iván Duque, and they're calling for, and this is a very neat summary, an immediate end to state repression. Respect for the law of the nation of Colombia and the demilitarization of cities. It all makes sense to me. And these are calls not just from outside Colombia. They are the cries of the people themselves. An indigenous activist called Oscar Montero de la Rosa said, "We want to live in peace. We want to live and have a country in peace." And so he calls upon the international community, that's us, to stop the police abuse and deaths at the hands of the security forces in Colombia. I saw on Twitter this morning a person filming from their balcony, and an armoured car went past shouting through a loudspeaker, "Pa la casa o las guardamos." Go home or we'll lock you up. You can't even leave your house to buy groceries. And that is the new reality of living in Cundinamarca, the capital district, as the police and ESMAD harass the population. And I'll leave you with the story of Lucas Villa, who became the face of the protests in Pereira. You can find plenty of video of him on social media. You'll see him dancing. You'll see him speaking on the public buses. You'll see him tightrope walking along fences. He walked ahead of and behind the protesters, putting himself between the police and the people. "They are killing us in Colombia," he said on the 5th of May. He said these words at a march against the government, and the very same day he was assassinated. About him, Professor Camilo Prieto said, and I'll read this in Spanish and English because it's beautiful. "Si querían silenciar el grito de un espíritu pacifista, fracasaron. Hoy millones vibramos con su danza y con sus cantos. No podrán silenciar a Lucas que late entre nosotros." If they wanted to silence the cry of a pacifist spirit, they have failed. Today, millions of us vibrate with his dance and his songs. They will not be able to silence the Lucas that beats amongst us. Lucas V was shot in the head by plainclothes police, attacked his group by police dressed in civilian clothes. He was shot 8 times, even as he lay on the ground. So as people living in a country like Australia, we are rightly shocked by this kind of information. I have plenty of questions, and I want you to help me with the answers. So I ask you, would it be acceptable here? No! Would it be acceptable anywhere? No! Would we want our freedom of expression to be met with violence in this manner? No! So do we want freedom and peace for the people of Colombia? Yes. Yes! Do we want freedom and peace for peoples all around the world, wherever they may be? Yes. Yes! And do we stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Colombia? Do we stand strong for them in their hour of need? Yes! Yes! El pueblo unido nunca será vencido! The people united will never be defeated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. I really appreciated your help and your words. It's much better than even my words. Muchas gracias, Alan. Alan es un amigo de Colombia, no solo un amigo mío, como pueden verlo. I would like just to say some other words. When we decide to organize this rally with Anita, this in front, we didn't meet each other before. We just met 2 days ago in the Doro de ABC News, where we had an interview about what is happening in Colombia. And I am telling you this story, very short story, because in many ways is to explain to you how the Colombia people in the country, but for all the people that we are outside the country and living probably for many years ago outside Colombia, still we have a very deep feelings about the Colombia. Still we had a lot of happiness, a lot of sadness, a lot of frustration, anger, probably many different feelings at the same time, what is happening in Colombia, why still we can't rewrite our own story. And many of Jews probably are asking why the people are protesting in Colombia, apart from all the tax reform and the people want a better education system, a better health system. It's also the people, all the people in Colombia, and especially our young people, just want a better future. They want just to have the right to education, to the health, to live in peace, to have a country where all our little ones can grow up in a peace and happy, like in other places, like Hobart. And at the moment, and for many years ago in Colombia, this is not possible. So when the people go to the streets in middle of this pandemic, and I want to tell you that Colombia now is the third highest country with highest cases of COVID. So this is one of the explanations why the people is on the streets in middle of this, and it's because the people is really tired, really unhappy, and the people say enough is enough. So when we decide to organize this, it's just to show a little bit support for the people that is there on the streets, and they are in many cases just in front of the police and just protested pacifically. But like you see in the news, the protests go out of control, but the majority of people in Colombia, even if you can see the very heavy images, the majority of people in Colombia just wants to be in peace, to live in peace, to have a beautiful country and beautiful life. And the only way is just to go on the streets because the government didn't want to listen to the people. So thank you very much to come here from the bottom of my heart and Anita's heart and in behind all the community, the Colombian community in Hobart. Thank you very much to coming today. And like I am one of the promote, I would like to say some words in Spanish too. Como bien saben, esas palabras del corazón y cuando uno tiene los sentimientos, o como me decía una amiga hablando con ella el otro día, me decía, lo que tenemos es un dolor de patria. No podemos estar impávidos mirando las imágenes, leyendo los artículos, hablando con la gente sin hacer nada. Esta fue nuestra forma de mostrar algún respaldo a lo que está pasando en un país como Colombia. Y como decía, a pesar de los años que podamos llevar fuera, todavía los sentimientos son muy profundos y muy arraigados hacia esa tierra donde muchos de los que estamos aquí nacimos. Muchas gracias por venir. And I would like to invite any people here, that anyone that wants to say something about it, to say any story or any comment or anything that you would like. In English or in Spanish is okay. It's my first time doing this, and I was really nervous. And it's not easy to stand up here, I know. And not in English, that is not your mother tongue. but I encourage Chongwan to come here to say something.
Estas son las mujeres.
Thank you, Howard, to be here. I just arrived 1 year ago. I came here running away from violence from Colombia. I understand why the people is outside the streets. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. The people is being killed by the state in Colombia. I was reading all the news in Colombia every day because my heart is still being there. I am here for a very short time here. And it's really incredible to understand there is another places in the world like this where the people could live in peace and happiness. And all that things that been happening in Colombia. It's amazing. It's crazy. It's crazy. And all the Colombians living here in Australia should be here because Colombia is not just party. It's not just party. Colombia is people trying to live in peace for a lot of time. Too much time fighting against the people and narcotraffic. Because underneath all the problem, narcotraffic is the biggest problem in our country. It's unacceptable. Thank you.
Aquí están mis mujeres. Hey.
Es todo la culpa del presidente Duque.
We really want a better future for Colombia. We really love our family there, and we want they have a better future. Even our heart is in pain because they are killing the people. And even a close friend was assassinated for being a social leader there. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Thank you very much. Someone else? Gabriela.
Hello, everyone. Everybody, I've been here also 1 year. And it is very sad to see everything that is happening in Colombia. And I would like all of you to go and spread the message that we have further than the violence that is happening, because the people out there is not there just because any group is trying to case cows. The people out there is because there are deep problems inside of country that take us to the situation that we are now. I want a government that further than the people that is in the head, try to look after the benefit of the people. There are deep problems in the government system right now in Colombia. Right now we have one of the more expensive governments even in the world. So we gotta see who is in the parliament, who is in the presidency, and which benefits they have. Because we want a fair country, and a fair country starts with people that want to be there, not because of the money, but because they want to fight for the people that they represent. So I want you to try to push more for make for putting pressure on the government, not for changing the government, but for changing the things that are deep, that are wrong deep inside of them, like the high rates that the parliament have, the amount of benefit that they have, that are not fair. Most of the government that are up there are because they buy the votes. They may not deserve to be there, but one of the ways that we can avoid that is pushing policies like they have here for the mandatory vote that allows people that are difficult for the government that are corrupt to get to the power. And like go with message with love and try to focus on the message and not focus on the violence. Because if we focus on the violence, like people that it doesn't agree will stick just with the violence to say that that's not fair. And the protests are fair and are for a reason. Thank you.
Gabriela.
Back with the microphone. I moved to Australia 10 years ago. When I was 18 and I was ready to vote for the first time in Colombia, I went out and registered my cédula, my photo ID or national identity card. And the website showed that my cédula had already been used to vote and I didn't vote. Looking deep into it, I found out that my vote had gone to Uribe. And it was just really, really frustrating to see that for the first time when I was, you know, being part of the political system and I wanted to have my voice heard, my vote had been taken by corruption. 2 years after that, I left Colombia and I came to Australia. And to be frank and honest, I've grown very apathetic and I haven't been participating in, you know, the political scene in Colombia. I didn't vote. I haven't really registered my ID because I thought, you know, corruption's going to do it again. It doesn't really matter. But it does matter. And now seeing what's happening in Colombia, people fighting pretty much for their lives, for change, has rekindled, re-inspired that drive to become more politically involved. And it's a call to say, you know, we need to be part of this. We need to register our IDs. We need to be part of this reform in a way that we change politics the way it is. Because if we don't put the pressure, who's going to put the pressure? It's going to be the police making decisions, militarized cities, killing people. And we can't allow this. So from a very sort of disconnected Colombian in the political scene, I invite others to get connected because I will register my ID and I will vote for the next election and I will make sure that I go loud and I tell my friends and I tell my social media, you know, networks that I am getting involved because I want change and we cannot allow this corruption to go any further. So that's my story today. Thank you.
The brave one.
Morning. We're all really lucky to be here in Australia right now. This is a place where you can just be free, express yourself, and have a good life. If I had the chance to bring everybody I know from Colombia to live here where we all are, I would do it. I just don't think it's fair that every time I mention, oh yes, I'm from Colombia, everybody just relates it to violence. Everybody just thinks it's a violent place, but they don't know that the people there are really lovely and they're just the same as here. We're just unlucky that we got brought up in a place like this where there's no freedom, there's just violence. We gotta bring the peace back. We gotta make this a place where we don't have to move away from. We gotta stay there. We have to stop running away. We have to stay there. We have to make it a good place. Thank you.
Well done, Jessica. Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Diana. Yo no soy colombiana. Yo soy latina. Soy hondureña y vengo a apoyarlos. Porque he pasado por esto por muchos años. Me duele mi corazón ver lo que está pasando en Colombia y me recuerda todo lo que ha pasado en Honduras. Llegué a Australia hace 2 años. También vine huyendo de todo lo que está pasando, de un presidente que va a ser juzgado por narcotráfico en Estados Unidos y es el actual presidente. Su hermano está en la cárcel. Es algo que está pasando en América Latina. Necesitamos parar, necesitamos hacer que esto se detenga y necesitamos hacerlo todos. Tienen que empezar por algún lado. Fuerza Colombia, fuerza.
Gracias. Anita wants to talk.
Oh my God, everybody knows I'm super shy. Okay, first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone that came to here to support Colombia, but most of all, I want to encourage every one of us to keep pushing, to keep using social media to raise awareness of what's happening in there. A lot of people is being killed, and we actually doesn't really know the real numbers about how many people have been killed. We live in a place safe, but our family or friends can even sleep at night because it's people getting shot inside their houses. People doesn't know this, and we have the duty, the obligation to share this. So I encourage every single person that is here to please, please keep pushing this, keep putting, don't get tired to post this, please. We need help, and we need to people know that this is actually happening. Thank you very much for coming here.
Thank you very much for all the your support, for your presence today. And again, like I said before, from the bottom of our hearts and in behalf of all the Colombian community around the world, thank you very much. And I would like just to close this rally with a sound that is like a national song. It's called Colombia Tierra Querida. In part of the words that this song say, they say, Colombia is a son of the life. So thank you very much. And like Anita said, we encourage you to continue support, even online, the Colombian community, the Colombian people.
Como te quiero, Colombia! Saludos desde Colombia a todo el mundo, con esta canción que nace en el corazón. Perdonen si con mi canto les interrumpo, les pido 3 minutitos de su atención. Les quiero contar del valle y de la montaña, de cómo se ve la siembra color marrón, de cómo huele mi tierra cuando la baña. Goticas de agüita fresca que manda Dios.
Mi tierra santa
me dijo que les hiciera la invitación
a la parranda.
Ay, para que cantemos juntos con mi acordeón por el carnaval que hay en Barranquilla,
por el Monserrat de Bogotá,
por esas bonitas ferias de Cali,
viva el vallenato del Valle del Mar,
por las bellas playas de Cartagena,
Santa Marta, fiesta del mar,
por el aguardiente y la cosa buena.